doctors couldn't kill it, because I'd like to kill my brother. Mm-hmm. And I knew what it was. And I didn't have no money. We didn't have no money to get no doctor or nothing. And I went to an old granny woman, a colored woman. Mm-hmm. And she told me
that.
Granny woman, we call them. That's midwife. Uh-huh. And she told me what to tell him to do. And he went and got them weeds, told him where it grew and what it would look like. Well, it grew about that high around pine trees.
About a foot high?
Around pine trees. Mm-hmm. There'd be a little stem about that long, four little leaves square. Another little stem, four little leaves square. Said, boil it, put a little bit of sugar in so it won't taste so bad and get in that. Stopped it right now. There's a medicine here that people could take. Mm-hmm. That's far better than a lot of doctor medicine.
Yeah.
It certainly is.
What kinds of trees grow around here?
Pine trees, oak trees, water oaks, red oaks, black jacks, thin oaks, sycamores.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of tree that George Washington cut down?
Nah, wait. I can't remember that.
Little red?
Chicken pen? No. What was it?
I'm saying cherry.
Was the cherry tree?
Uh-huh. What about the big flowering tree? I think it's a state tree of Louisiana.
The tree that Jesus Christ was nailed to?
No, this one's bigger than that. It's got big green leaves and big white flowers.
Big white flowers? Uh-huh. Magnolia? They said big old white flower. Yeah. That's a magnolia.
What about the kind of a bush or shrub that leaves turn bright red in the fall and it's got clusters of berries on it?
Them berries? Mm-hmm. I know the name of that too, but I can't call it.
Did you ever hear of sumac or shumake?
Huh?
Something called sumac or shumake or something like
the
that.
The shumake's around here.
Huh?
Yeah, I think so, the shumake.
Uh-huh. Do you have a kind of a flowering bush called a mountain laurel or rhododendron or spoonwood or... Did you ever hear of those?
If I did, I don't remember it.
I think they grow up further north.
Must do then.
What about the kind of tree that they tap for syrup? The kind of tree they tap for syrup.
Tap for syrup?
Uh-huh.
I never hear it then.
It grows further up north too, I think.
And it must do then.
What different kinds of berries do people get around here?
Huckleberries, blackberries, and gooseberries.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind they grow in South Tangipahoa?
In South Tangipahoa.
Yeah, south end of this parish.
I don't know, but I know what grow that. Yeah, they grow them down there. And strawberries, what you talking about. This is strawberries, yeah.
What about the kind of berries? Some of them, they got a rough surface to them. Some of them are red, some of them are black.
Same kind of berry in different colors?
Yeah, did you ever hear of
raspberry?
Uh-huh.
It's a raspberry.
Do they grow around here?
I don't know if they grow right here, but there's a dewberry that grows here, though.
Uh-huh.
And a mulberry.
Uh-huh.
There's mulberry trees, you know.
What about say if you're walking through the woods and you saw some berries and you didn't know what kind they were, you might tell someone, no, you better not eat those. They might be.
I know that.
They might be what?
Poison.
Uh-huh. What kinds of bushes or vines will make your skin break out if you touch them?
Grows up poison oak.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Yeah, there's a poison oak and there's another kind now that'll make your skin break out. There's a poison oak and there's